Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I am your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be doing a guided meditation to practice manifesting. This is from the comprehensive and simple guide in the main book, Purna Asati, and I have folded this into a guided meditation. This meditation is also available in the book 44 Meditations for Personal Development, and we'll elaborate on it a little bit in the podcast today. Before we get started, quick shout out to new listeners in Antioch, California. Thank you for this connection. Thank you for joining me today. I'm very excited to have you on board. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, click the link in the show notes. That'll take you over to the website. You make sure you sign up for the Friday Roundup, the weekly email, where all the things are in one nice, tidy email so that you don't miss anything, articles, podcasts, music, diary, all the stuff. Make sure you get that, and let me know what's going on in your world. So this guided meditation supports the stage two task of beginning to consciously manifest your life. Now, in this task, you choose something that you want to change or something that you want to add to your life. People, places, things, lifestyle, experiences, so forth. Deciding what you want can be pretty easy sometimes. The challenge here, or the much harder thing, is to be honest about why you want it. And this is very important, and I don't think I can repeat this idea enough. The root emotion behind your choices will be multiplied. The result of your choices will multiply the root emotion behind them. If you're doing something out of fear, the result will be fearful. If you're doing something out of anger, the result will be even more anger. If you're doing something out of love, joy, adventure, the result will multiply love, joy, or adventure. So we have to be honest about why we want it. And then, the hardest part of all, we have to let go of our desire for it. Now, really, we can't just keep staring at a vision board every day. You have to walk away from it. That doesn't necessarily mean not making effort towards it, so we'll talk about that as well. So this meditation will support analyzing the root emotion behind your desire and letting go of the desire for it once your request is made. So take a moment to get comfortable. It will help to sit comfortably, to focus on this inner exploration. Now you can close your eyes or keep them open and kind of zone out a little bit safely. Don't do this in the car. Do what works for you. We'll take a slow, deep breath and let it out like a sigh of relief. Be at peace. You are here now. Take another slow, deep breath, and this time, send it out slowly, consciously, with purpose, all the way. Be at peace. You are here now. Pause and repeat these breaths until you feel relaxed and at peace. We begin by choosing the one thing that you want to manifest the most at this point in your life. Think on it lightly. Remain detached from it. Ask yourself, why do you want that? List the reasons to yourself in your mind. Why do you want that? Now dig deeper. For each reason, ask, why is that so important? Why? Why again? Take a little time now to honestly answer why at least 5 layers deep until you get to the true emotional root of the issue. What was the root? Fear, anger, purpose, joy, love, unworthiness, failure, greed, lust. It's okay. You can certainly be honest with yourself here inside your own head. Take a moment to ensure your analysis is correct. Why do you want this? If the root of your desire was a negative emotion, the result will multiply that negative emotion. If you feel unworthy, angry, or fearful, you would be better off to solve that first. Let go of this desire altogether and ask instead to feel worthy. To feel safe or to feel joyous. Ask for a positive feeling instead of asking for what you were asking for. If the root of your desire was a positive emotion, you are clear to proceed to asking and letting go. If the root was negative, instead ask for healing or a more positive emotion and then proceed. Imagine having what you desire. Feeling satisfied, pleased. Hold your desire lightly in the back of your mind. That means, as you imagine, consciously move the thought to the back of your brain. Imagine that the thought of it is located at the back of the head. Place your awareness there and an image there as you think of it. take a moment to soak in having what you desire and feeling satisfied with it. Now imagine that your desire is a coin in your hand. As you look at this coin, you can see your desire playing out on the surface like a movie. Imagine that right in front of you is a bowl of water or a pool. Or a well, it is infinitely deep. You cannot see the bottom. When you're ready, drop the coin into the water. If it serves your best interests, it will, of course, be granted. Your order was received. Let go of the desire for it. It is on its way. Thoughts of your number one wish will pop up from time to time. When they do, imagine the coin again and drop it into the water again. Each time it comes up, acknowledge it, feel satisfied, and let it go. Practice this now a few times. For a more advanced challenge, imagine dropping the coin into the heart or the lower dantian or any other chakra or energy center and note the differences in how it feels. When you're ready, bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Notice how you feel. You might feel a little bit more free. You might feel a little bit more influential or empowered. Good. You have great influence. It is time to exercise it. Take this feeling with you and return to it anytime you like. We can become impatient as the universe lines up to deliver larger requests. This too is human. Just drop the coin again and let it go. Some common questions that I get with this is writing it down. So, and vision boards. Vision boards are counterproductive. It sort of depends. If you can get what you want simply through hard work, then a vision board is the perfect thing to keep it right in front of your face so you keep doing the hard work. Like If you're working towards financial independence, you don't need divine help for that. Just do the work. If you're working to get out of debt, you don't need divine help for that. Just do the work. You're working to get a particular degree or certification or skill set. You don't need divine intervention for that. Just do the work. In those cases, a vision board or a photo or a post-it note, some sort of visual reminder right in your face every day is perfect. But if you're asking for something that you really have no control over, that there is no amount of hard work that will bring you the thing, if you are seeking your ideal partner, if you are seeking an answer to something or a method for something, and you've exhausted all of the research, and now it's just kind of up to divine intervention to help bring you the thing, then in that case, no vision boards. You've got to put it away and let it go. In that case, writing it down is incredibly powerful, though. You can, one question I get is, can I write it electronically or does it have to be on paper? Either or. It works just as well to write it down in a tablet or a computer file somewhere as it does to write it on a piece of paper. But you've got to then go put it away and not look at it and get distracted with something else. Go get busy with something else. So in that sense, one little life hack that we have for this that I don't think I've actually shared anywhere else yet is to have two or three or even four things that you're asking for. Some that have some hard work associated or some work associated with it and some not. Three or four things that you're trying to bring into your life so that you can switch between them, thereby letting go of the others as you focus on one, making some effort there, and then letting it go and moving on to another one and making some effort there. If there is effort there to be had. So there's just some fun ideas for you. Give it a try. See what you can bring into your life. There is no request too big or too small. So don't think of it as grandiose. Most people start by asking for money. Everybody does. Don't worry about it. It's a fine first thing to ask for. But as usual, be very careful why you are asking for it. Why do you want it? So remember that. This was our process. Why? So what do you want? Why do you want it? Imagine having it, feel it, what it's like to have that as a regular part of your life. And then, most importantly, let it go, walk away, and forget that you ever asked. Let go the desire for it. It's like when you put in an order online, you no longer desire the thing because you know it's on its way. Same. All the same. So try that here and let me know how it goes. As always, I'm wishing you, Prerna Asati, complete connection.